This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, to all great radio stations carrying this show across the country, as well as around the world by the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans and EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That all starts with our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border, all across the country, as well as our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your letters delivered today and your packages. Now, also, the suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers, thanks for tuning into the program and thanks for telling your friends. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page is called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is the way you find us. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what it is that we have to offer, and I'm sure you're going to be pleasantly surprised. All right. Joining us right now to start the hour off with, we have on the program the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Yahoo! Yippee-yay-o, cow-patty. Yippee! Well, let's see, how's it go? It goes, oh, yippee-skippy. There you go. All right. Okay, thank you, guys and gals. Thank you. They went back in because it's only 67 degrees, and they've all got their little light coats on.
Well, it's nice and warm down there.
That's comfortable. It'll be maybe 80 today. That's about it. Things have changed, and now we're into the fall and the winter mode, if you will. Temperatures are a lot more comfortable. This is when you would want to be here.
Yeah, it's about 56 here now.
Yeah, if it's going up to 70 today, that's okay, but is it?
And it's supposed to be the high 50s, low 60s.
Okay, well, you might have a surprise coming in the form of a storm, but we'll see.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. So there you go. Well, Mr. Ron, can't make this kind of stuff up. We had to get this, the National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, fancy title, former Admiral John Kirby, to say on Monday, he had to answer what President Joe Biden said the day before about he was not going to speak for the protesters around the world. And he reacted to the president's comments by saying that the Xi Jinping stepped down, hollering this, that, and the other, that we just weren't going to put words in people's mouths. We weren't going to adhere to that policy at all. We were staying out of it.
You know, that was both embarrassing as an American and also, in a sense, frightening that this government at this present time, at this juncture, does not have either the gumption, the stones, or the heart to stand up with people around the world who want liberty. This government under the Biden regime, whatever you want to call it, it's a no-good situation here. They don't stand for liberty. They don't stand for anything good. And China is watching this. China is saying, this is pretty good for us. It'll be easy to walk into Taiwan if we can do whatever the hell we want to do. And this is a message that's being sent all over the world, in fact.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And China can come into our – they're already deep into our Western Hemisphere. They're already deep into this country, electronically and otherwise. You got police stations in the United States, and they're running around like Keystone Cops. What are we going to do? What do we do? What do we do? And you have small nations like the Netherlands and Ireland. They closed the Chinese stations that were in their country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not good, my friends. This we're in a big heap of trouble. When our government is so insanely weak. But the only time Biden stands up strong is against we the people.
Well, that's not a surprise, no, is it?
No, he's a I don't know what to call him.
Disloyal? Well, dishonest?
You know, what I feel like calling him, you'd have to hang up on me, so I'll just leave it there.
No, I just dump the call and then keep going.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
that's not hanging up. It's just dump 10 seconds. Nobody know you said it.
Jesus, this is sad stuff, Captain. And yep. we really have to do our work as people to get better leadership.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about NATO. They want to get Ukraine. They've told Ukraine they will have them as a member. We also want to talk about the prospective new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. It's not a done deal, but it certainly looks a lot closer today than it did the day before. And the Pentagon and China. Would you hear this one, folks? Holy cow. I'll be right back with Roy Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, well, today we're going to do a live read, they call this, in the commercial world, because my sounder's not working and I can't play the Edwards Notebook, but that'll give us more time to talk about what we're going to talk about. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Constitutional Grounds. It's a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. And boy, that really bothers the heck out of me when I drink a cup of coffee and my stomach starts going around because of the acid that it drops. And what I really like about Constitutional Grounds is I've got a iced cup of coffee here right now. It's actually my Trevor's tumbler. I got an iced coffee in there. It's the Constitutional Grounds coffee. I'm working on my second one. Just made this here a little while ago. So I'm going to give it my sample. Mmm. Yummy, yum, yum, yum. One more time. Mmm. Oh, boy. That is so good. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. George, the Godfather, knows about it. Ask him, he'll tell you. And because you, and so won't Jeff, and because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display over at the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com website. Make your purchase over there. And remember, this magic voice in the night is going to tell you why you might want to drink some Constitutional Grounds coffee. Go for it.
Because it's the coffee you want in your cup.
See, there goes that masked man and that black horse again out the door, I'm telling you. He sneaks in here and sneaks out, and I never see him. All right, Ron.
He's quick.
Ron Edwards, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience. You can find out more about that by going over to the website, theronedwards.com. So we got all that covered. There you go. Now, before we go to the callers on the phone, NATO doubled down on Tuesday on its commitment to one day down the line include Ukraine. That is, if Ukraine is still a country. A pledge that some officials and analysts believe helped to prompt Russia's invasion of this past year. What do you think?
I agree with that because I forget the exact year, but I think it was the 90s they had to sign an agreement with Russia that NATO would not be inch up to the Russian border. But since then, they have been creeping up via Eastern nations. And this thing with Ukraine, I think that was like the last straw. And I think that did instigate things. And Putin said, well, you poke the bear, the bear's going to respond. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. And I think that's a big cause of what happened.
Now, the next Speaker of the House will not be picked until January the 3rd. On Friday of this week, the Democrats will be voting for their new leader. Looks like it's going to be Hakeem Jeffries from New York, the New York congressman, who probably has more adversaries than AOC and company does when it comes to just not being liked and not being nice. Now, this will happen, of course, McCarthy, if he gets elected. I'm not sure if he's running against anybody yet. I haven't heard any people out there except Biggs. I think Biggs said he was going to throw his name in a hat just to have his name out there. But I don't really think that he's got much of a chance either. And here's why. The numbers for McCarthy right now, with Biggs in there, and even if you were to put the congressman from Ohio in there, he still has enough to get himself elected. That's as of right now. Could that change? Sure. But you'd have to call McCarthy the favorite for the post. I don't know if he will be or not, but that's what the numbers are telling me.
Yeah, the numbers are saying that. And to me, there are better choices, but Republicans are famous for making bad choices in many important issues, including this one. I don't think that Kevin McCarthy is the best man for the job. Will he be better than Nancy Pelosi? Of course. But I don't think he's good for these times. We need a stronger leader, someone that's at least equivalent to I don't know, someone that we've had in the past.
Jim Jordan,
for example. Yeah. We need someone more fiery and is willing to stand up for what is right. And McCarthy is too much of a compromiser, in my opinion. And he he's quietly undermined it. True, real conservative Republicans
as
well.
Guess who came out and already used the word compromise? Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Well,
he made a big statement yesterday that's headlines
today.
That's
his middle name. That's his middle name, compromise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deputy Drupalong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's another no good one that needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. I don't understand these Republicans continue to just these old saws that don't work for our country anyway. They have their own self-interest, especially McCarthy with China and things of that nature. McConnell, rather, with China.
Yeah, McConnell and his wife depend on China.
Exactly. So, but the American people cannot depend on him.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Yeah, and of course, they'll be making the vote on January the 3rd. That's when they'll vote on the speaker. Now, George is chiming in. Good morning, George. Appreciate your comments. George, of course, the godfather. And we do have a caller on the line, so were you ready for the caller?
Yes. Yes,
okay, I'm not sure who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hey, good morning again, sir.
Trouble is back in the house.
Yeah, right on. I sincerely appreciate this opportunity and all the opportunities you allow for me. This question is for Mr. Ron. Backing up real quick, you were talking about NATO, Ukraine.
Yeah.
Those agreements called the Minsk agreements, and I think people do a little deep dive into that. Even Zelensky in early 21 said that if he couldn't get tactical nuclear weapons from the West, he was going to get them from the Russian Federation. So people take a dive into that one and look that one up. But as far the question for Mr. Ron, I'm not sure if you're if you've seen it or anything. Project Veritas, the notorious or infamous Project Veritas, has come out with a video regarding an IG whistleblower that says that the United States government is complicit in child trafficking and from the border to include there's allegations of children claiming sexual abuse by their quote-unquote unvetted sponsors down along the Rio Grande Valley and to include in the Houston area. So I was wondering if he could comment on that or if he's seen that or whatever. And again, thanks. I'll take my answer off there.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Ron?
You know, I haven't seen that particular video, but I have heard, I have read columns about human trafficking and at the southern border of the United States. We all have heard about it. I'm sure everyone has heard about the human trafficking that has been going on.
Correct.
I've seen pictures of what are called rape trees where they hang children's undergarments after things have been done to the children. Gross things, and so this is going on, and I believe it's going on, and it's not something that again, our government is failing like crazy, and for this to be going on, and there's not been any kind of a sizable response to it from this government. It is like it is as if the government of the United States is given permission for this to happen. Whether it's the human trafficking, whether it's the raping, whether it's the killing, whether it's just the invasion of American ranchers by the illegal border crossers, you name it, Captain. Mm-hmm. It just goes on and on and on. And this is an invasion, a massive invasion. Mm-hmm. And if it does not stop, Captain, we will not have a republic. You cannot sustain a nation with this level of invasion every single day.
No, no.
Day in and day night. We will not have a country, literally.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And they've got U.S. Marshals down on the border because they've run out of Border Patrol agents.
Yeah. Let's see, what can they do? What are they allowed to do?
Well, they should take those 87,000, I believe the Republicans are going to do this, they should take those 87,000 IRS agents, load them all, pack up your bags, say, come on, boys, we're going south, and take them all to the border.
Exactly. Here's the thing, but they should also do. Carrie Lake was going to do it. The only one that has the stones to do, to tell the truth and follow it up, I believe had she been elected, I think that you'd see a border being built in Arizona.
Yeah.
Abbott said he was going to do it in Texas. Nothing has happened.
Well, there's been some additions in Texas, but not as fast as you'd like to see it. Okay, guy, let you go. Here comes the music, and I will talk to you on Saturday morning, my friend.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we will catch him again. You'll hear an Edwards Notebook more than likely tomorrow once I get my audio back. All right. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional leaders agreed Tuesday to head off a nationwide strike by railroad workers, promising to pass legislation quickly that would avert a work stoppage crippling the supply chain and the U.S. economy. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said those House lawmakers will aim to pass legislation Wednesday. Federal Reserve officials have crushed investors' hopes of an early end to inflation. Two of the Fed's regional presidents, John Williams and James Bullard, warned on Monday that the inflation threat has not faded. Instead of rebounding, the U.S. economy will shrink and face stubborn price increases in 2023. A Missouri man convicted of ambushing and killing a St. Louis, Missouri area police officer in 2005, he blamed for the death of his younger brother, was executed overnight. 37-year-old Kevin Johnson was at the state prison in Bon Terre for killing Officer William McEntee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect. But it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty, my favorite Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, and a comment that he made that will go down in history for all time, let me tell you. All right, and let's get right to the chase here, because we got on the telephone the Sports Zone quarterback, Mr. Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning out there to everybody. Well, the U.S. men's soccer team tops Iran, Captain, to set World Cup date with the Netherlands.
USA! 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 That's what was being hollered in this studio yesterday.
You betcha. You know, how about that? And everybody thought they were just going to go away quietly. Well, they're trying to hang in there. So I hope they keep it going, man. They're proud to represent the USA like that. Well, it's a weird place where they're having the World Cup, though, Captain. That just cracks me up. But anyway, they moved the Dolphins Chargers game to Sunday Night Special in Week 14.
Why?
Well, the good news is they're moving games later on in the year, captain on Sunday night, to give us a better game on Sunday night to make sure we're not going to see a bad football game. At least, hopefully, it's a better matchup than what was previously scheduled. So I like that. I like the – you can't move a Monday night.
So who's playing Monday night next Monday?
No, Monday night's fine. But it's,
yeah, but who's playing next Monday?
That would be your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, and that's going to be a good game.
Well, you know.
I hope.
Well, New Orleans, you know, but who thought Cleveland would beat Tampa Bay? Not many people. Who thinks New Orleans is going to beat people? You know, Tampa Bay, not many people. So that's the situation there, to say the least. Now, in college football, Captain, this is interesting. Ohio State sits at number 5. Okay, TCU's at number 3, and USC's at number 4. Now, if USC were to get tripped up, or TCU to get tripped up, Ohio State would be back in the mix again. What's your thoughts on if it were to be another Michigan-Ohio State, you know, playoff game? What's your take on that?
I don't think they need to play another game. I think they've already played their game. If we're going to play somebody again, play a different team.
Yeah.
You beat your opponent. You've proven your point. I mean, what's there left to prove?
Yeah, exactly. And I might have to face them again.
And whatever happened to Michigan State? Whatever happened to that big game?
Yeah, it used to be something. It's still pretty big. They just don't play at the end of the year. The Ohio State-Michigan game is always at the end of the year, the rivalry game. Yeah, it's not like Florida State and Florida. That's your big rivalry game in the state of Florida. But in Michigan, it's against Ohio State, or when they have to go to Ohio State. Yeah, it's kind of unique. Just kind of different eras for both colleges. That's all. That's all I can think of on that one, Captain. Von Miller. A lot of people know him. Great linebacker. Played for the Denver Broncos.
Been around a while.
And that was with the Buffalo Bills. And he's hoping to come back, not this week, but next week. That knee injury looked bad, but he's a tough guy. So hopefully he's going to bounce back and help out the Bills keep sustaining their winning streak. Buffalo and Philadelphia both bounced back and looked good last week. But we'll see if they continue that. And so did Minnesota. So we'll see, you know, how those three franchises mesh up here at the end of the year. Now, this was
Ohio, Alabama. What you thought? Ohio State, Alabama?
Oh, that would be an interesting bowl game. I'd like to see that one.
You think they'll meet up in a bowl game? They could, I guess.
They could. Yeah, they could, Captain. I'd like that. That'd be one heck of a bowl game. Yeah, and if crazier things were to happen, if TCU and USC were both to lose, you'd probably have Ohio State and Alabama back in the championship picture. So, but the two losses, I don't know. It'd be tough, but crazy things have happened. But, I don't foresee them letting Alabama back in the hunt with their record. But like I said, crazy things happen. I just can't wait till they expand 12 teams next year, and then it'll just be, you know, your top 12 go. Let's see at the end of the year who really wins it out. Eliminate some of the games that don't matter, and let's get to the bottom of it.
So, yeah, they always seem to play, these big schools seem to play one, maybe two games against somebody they got no business playing against them. You know they're going to win the game. I think they call them tune-ups, if I got the right term. Yeah, and they do it earlier in the season, but there's no reason on God's green earth why they should be playing those teams and just destroying them in the process.
Thank you. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Captain. Especially in football. You want to do it in other sports, it's fine. But in football, it looks terrible. 70-7, 63-10. I mean, that's not a football game now. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, they want to say it gives money to the schools. When you add up all the money it costs to travel and do that, how much money do they really make? How much notoriety do they really get from that? I don't see it. I don't see it. And Deion Sanders agrees with me, so, and you. So, I'm going to kind of defer to guys like that over people who just want to.
Speaking of Deion Sanders, does he get an opportunity to step up?
I think so, Captain. I think someone's going to sign this guy, you know, in January. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, man, as long as you can handle the swag at your school, that's going to be the thing. Are these old-time universities going to be able to handle a head coach like that?
You okay.
Know, some will say, let's do it.
What do you think? What do you think? And this is just me talking. What do you think about John Gruden getting back into coaching at the college level and coming back home to South Florida?
Yeah, it would be interesting. I think it would be a good thing. You know, I think, you know, we're a great country, and we talk about second chances all the time. And, you know, it's just funny now. We've gotten into emails and texts and communications. I mean, it's, you know, God forbid you say the wrong joke. I mean, I think we're getting a little silly in this country. I mean, you know, we all say and do things we shouldn't do, Captain. That's just life. We're human beings. It's your actions, it's your intentions that I think should make the difference. And I don't know why we've gotten away from that, Captain. I just don't. I just, woke culture, PC culture, I don't know how to figure it out.
Well, somebody's got to take a sledgehammer and knock the woke culture back where it came from.
I sure hope so.
And absolutely, absolutely, it goes against the grain.
Yes. It's just being overly, none of us, well, most people don't like silly. Okay, if you can make sense and tell me where you're going with this and what it's going to accomplish, I'll listen to you. But when you just want to do things, you know, just to say you did something, it's silly to me. It's foolish. And speaking about being silly and foolish, Matt, you know, we have exactly a week away before Medicare season ends. Folks, I just saved a family yesterday over $6,000, okay, and getting their Part B rebate back, getting their drug costs down, okay, getting the extra benefits for over-the-counter items as well as food. Take advantage of your Medicare options. You know, it's so important to get with somebody such as myself to go over everything with you and see what's going to be best for you. You know, like I said, there's a week left. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. My schedule's getting busy, but I'm going to work, you know. Captain, you'll see me Sunday at the studio for the show, but after the show I'm going to go see some people. I'm going to see somebody before the show. It's just going to be a busy week, but take advantage of, you know, my expertise of doing this for over 30 years, and let me save you some money and help you out. I mean, especially with the economy now, why not get some more money put back in your Social Security check and have some more money to spend to take care of your essentials? Again, my name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Captain Matt, Saturday, I'll look forward to seeing you too for a little event we're going to go to. So, you take care. God
bless
you.
That's between you and me and the lamppost. That's for selected people.
Exactly. Just wanted to thank you again for the invite, sir. So, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And we'll talk Friday about the college football championships games on Saturday.
You got it.
Thank you again. God bless.
Take care. Okay. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, Insurance Zone quarterback. Give him a call at 813-966-1102 to check him out and see what he has to offer in the way of his insurance savings he can help you out with. Coming up, the consumer quarterback,
this
Brandon
is
Rimes.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'll tell you what, going to be another postcard day when it comes to the weather around the state of Florida, for sure. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and remember, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, which means all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the United States of America. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they will come to you in the Sarasota area and in the South Tampa Bay area. Now, you can stop by the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service, or as I said, stop by the store. Now, remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, the phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They'll take real good care of you. They're great people, And if you stop by the store, you'll probably get yourself a cup of coffee and might even get yourself one of those nice fresh pastries they got that they hide in the back room. And if I didn't say so, you wouldn't know about it. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And we got the consumer quarterback on the line, Brandon Rimes. Hello, Brandon. Oops, wait a minute. Okay, we got the consumer quarterback on the line, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing today, sir?
Not bad. Now, let's talk about a little business going on around the countryside. I've been watching a lot of these business shows. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do, because they're all saying pretty much the same thing. And it has no application whatsoever to what I see in Florida. But they're talking about how bad the housing business is. That's selling houses, manufacturing houses, selling businesses, whatever, how terrible it is all around the country. And business is awful. It's going in the dump and all that. But yet, every time I get in my vehicle and I ride over the bridge and I go down to Bradenton or I go down to Lakewood Ranch, where I'll be Thursday, both places, you can hardly move from the construction equipment, delivering in all the new supplies to build the houses and the condos and the apartments and you name it. I mean, it is just booming down there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because we're a red state. You know, we believe in freedom and we believe in, you know, not locking down our people and masking up. So the real estate is so local, and there's a lot of stuff happening nationwide and also worldwide. For example, a lot of the protest in China, that's relating to their industries, their jobs, their lack thereof, and they're about to have a major meltdown, which is going to reflect over and carry over into the United States. Q1, Q2, I'm hearing of a depression, a deep depression coming. Now, as far as real estate goes, yes, in South Florida, we're in good shape. Here's another prime example for you. New York, they are passing a bill that says landlords cannot run criminal background checks on their tenants.
That makes no sense.
Exactly. If you're a private owner, you can't criminally background check anyone that is coming out. So is that going to enhance that real estate market, or is that going to make them flee as fast as they can to places like Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, Texas?
I think it'll drive them out of the state. I would not want to be, if I was a landlord, I want to know who's trying to move into my place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you know, but it's the same thing. It's these Soros-backed DAs that continually let these repeat offenders out. And then what do? They go get out and they murder again, or they rape again, or they commit crimes. So it's the idiocracy that they're trying to push on the left. And unfortunately, they keep getting votes like Fetterman. You know, how could Fetterman get elected? You know, it's just unbelievable. These people continually vote for them, or maybe they don't. Maybe there are some rigged elections. Maybe there's ballot stuffing again, like Dinesh D'Souza exposed in 2000.
Let me back up for a second. Fetterman got elected for two reasons. Number one, Oz was not a strong candidate, in my opinion. Number two,
but he was strong enough.
Yeah, but number two, he never got over the carpetbag image, because people kept challenging him on that. And rather than coming out and saying something, he chose to ignore it. He should have come out, in my opinion, and said, well, when I get elected, I'm moving to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I get it.
He didn't say it. He never said it. He never said it.
But the other guy was so weak, he couldn't even put a sentence together. Plus, they allowed early mail-in ballots.
But that was the big complaint that I heard about Oz, was he wasn't a Pennsylvanian.
And then look at Arizona, too. I mean, they're stealing that election from Kerry Lake. And Kerry Lake, she was such a powerful and exciting and charismatic.
Well, it's not over yet, Brandon. It's not over yet.
I hope not, man.
There's two counties in Arizona that will not certify the election now. They may be forced to by a court. But as it stands right now, their people will not certify the elections in two of the counties that are there.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I've been listening to Charlie's coverage of that, and he's saying that there were 223 or whatever number of districts and where they would vote, and there was an average of, you know, let's say there was an average of 18 people turned away per hour, it ended up being like 44,000 votes.
Right.
And about 73% of those votes would have went to Kerry Lake.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. How can Katie Hobbs be the Secretary of State running for, and then, you know, without recusing herself? It's ridiculous, man.
You can't be. You can't be. That's a lawsuit all by itself. You can't be. You have to recuse yourself.
To allow this, and then that's not even taking into account the mainstream media, the corporate-owned media, the big tech, all the slander, all the lies that they push, and all the lies that they don't allow to be pushed, like the Biden laptop that we know now is the truth. So, I mean, you know, anyways, but going back to the real estate side, I think, you know, the real estate is being affected by a lot of these politics, and that's what's driving people to the red state of Florida and the free state of Florida. Now, inventory is still low here, especially in Tampa Bay, where we're based out of with our Keller Williams team. We own the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. But we can help your listeners out nationwide and worldwide in other states because of our network. So we can put you in touch with the absolute best real estate agent in your area. And, you know, we would get a referral fee for that, but we would – well, make sure you get the best advice that you can, because
before I let you go, we got about 30 seconds or run out of time here. Give us your website and your phone number.
All right, consumer QB like quarterback is the website, and 813-917-1894. Call or text 813-917-1894.
Yep, and the only dumb question is the one you don't ask.
That's right. We want to engage with you and help you live a better life and avoid mission-based advice.
All right. Well, next week we're going to talk about your little project you were just telling me about. We'll find out more about that.
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it. Sounds good, man. Appreciate that.
Brandon Rimes, everybody. We'll talk to you soon, Brandon. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Go over there to his website, consumerqb.com. Okay. Well, without all the sound effects and fanfare, here comes the man, the myth, the legend, Todd in Tampa. It's your turn.
Praise God. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need all that fanfare. Let me tell Mike Pence something. Sit down. Sit down, you Judas. Okay? You should apologize. Donald, you were the vice president of the United States under the greatest president in American history for the American people. Okay? And you're out here getting paid by these clowns trying to badmouth the greatest president in American history. Sit down and shut. You give Christians a bad name. You give Christians a bad name. Okay? What you should be saying is these 50 January 6th are guilty of trespassing because Pelosi and the cops didn't do their job. Other than that, Donald Trump was the greatest president in American history. By the way, if you see what they're doing with Kanye West, they're parading around Kanye West because he was a Trump guy, and they're trying to get you to got their food. Kanye will go for a dollar. I knew he was a fraud in the beginning, so I never liked him in the first place. Okay? That's number two. Number three, Georgia. There's only Herschel. You understand me? There's only Herschel, and there's nothing else. There's not even Georgia football. There's only Herschel Walker. Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus.
All righty, John Tampa, and we'll be back tomorrow with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, 0200. That's 0200 a.m. live is when we start. And you folks in Orlando that are listening on the stream right now, you'll hear us on the radio on AM 950, The Answer.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.